Brandy logged into her boyfriend of 2.5 years' emails, read the letters to his ex-girlfriend, wants to know.
Downplaying their relationship.
Yep, it's 99.7 DJX. We have an update.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, so I did the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I confronted him.
Okay.
And wow, at first, he didn't even address what I found.
Mm.
He went straight to being furious that I looked at his email.
Oh.
Like super mad.
Okay.
Kept asking what he did to break my trust to make me snoop in the first place.
Mm.
Which, fair, I shouldn't have done that. I owned that part.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I told him I'd been feeling like something was off and that a friend had seen some things that made me question stuff.
Oh.
That's when he finally said he only told his ex those things because it's what she, quote, wanted to hear. That she's, quote, crazy, means nothing to him, and that he just didn't want to deal with her potentially causing drama.
Mm.
Like he was basically trying to keep her calm by downplaying me.
Wow.
Which, I don't know, feels like throwing me under the bus to keep things easy for him?
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, why not just tell her the truth, that you're in a committed relationship and you're happy?
Yeah, right?
And he just looked at me and said, you wouldn't understand.
Oh.
Condescending pat on the head.
Wow.
Now he's the one saying his trust is broken.
Mm.
That he doesn't know what this means for us moving forward. And I'm just like, wait, what?
Mm.
I wanted to say thank you because if you... guys and listeners hadn't pushed me, I probably would have just kept pretending everything was fine.
Mm.
But part of me wants to believe him because 2.5 years is a long time to just throw away.
Mm.
And the other part of me feels like I accidentally opened a door I can't close.
Mm.
Like he still said, I was convenient and no future. Those words don't just disappear because he says his ex is crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what's next. Again, part of me wants to believe him, and part thinks this might be the beginning of the end.
Mm.
Thanks for checking in. Ooh.
He was gaslighting her.
Maybe.
I feel like.
But you don't know.
You don't know.
The ex was crazy, and this was just a way to avoid drama.
The whole thing is textbook what a guy will say when... called out,
it
right?
Could, but my first boyfriend, when I moved to town, he had a crazy ex. Like, showed up to his apartment, was outside banging on his car, trying to get his attention while I was there. And, like, and then started leaving messages on my answering machine.
Okay.
When she found out we were dating, like, it was legit crazy town for a while.
Oh, okay, yes,
so
that's great, but that's
some credibility to that.
That still doesn't mean that he needs to, like, say that you're just a phase and you're persistent and you're just convenient.
Well,
he can
still own
up to the fact that you're his girlfriend.
Well, yes, but I think, again, depending on the level of crazy of his ex, maybe he knew if she just knows that, then she'll leave me alone thinking I'm still out in the universe kind of available. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean I don't know?
I don't know. Because now he's like, I get that. Oh, I don't know.
We got a voice note from Mason from E-Town.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, good morning.
Hey.
I'm a guy who likes to gaslight his girlfriend just for fun.
Please continue. This is why he sent us a voice note as opposed to calling us. I get it. All right, continue, Mason.
And this guy definitely gaslighted her, so. Brandy, get out of there while you can.
Okay. You know what? He's like game-recognized game.
Okay.
Game-recognized game.
All right. Well, if Mason says so, then all right. Maybe that's
So you're not... Okay.
What? I'm just going off of my personal experience. Like, I saw the crazy ex in real life.
And other people
like,
are saying,
that
look...
That could be true.
It had been different if he'd have said, hey, my ex reached out to me, and... But he didn't. She had to find that.
But also, he probably knew she wasn't going to like hearing his description of their relationship. Like, that was going to hurt her feelings.
Oh, gosh. Becca rolls in and says, "Brandy, girl, you just got played like a fiddle while updating the entire city. Who is pointing it out to you? And you're still confused at this point. You deserve what happens next." Okay. Hey,
oh,
hey,
listen,
let's go
easy.
Be
gentle. Listen, there are crazy exes. That is a thing. Who just won't let you move on and go away.
Kelly thinks it's legit.
I don't know, maybe.
I think it's a red flag. The dude is textbook saying, "Oh, she's just crazy. Don't believe her."
Oh, you know what? AJ is pointing something out. Mm-hmm. Did I make up the part in my head where he was on dating apps? She needs to remember that, too. That was a detail.
What? Oh, yeah. We kind of glazed over that. Yeah,
yes.
It's time for you.
Okay.
Boy, bye. Boy,
it's
bye.
Right.
Boy,
I
bye.
Forgot about that part. Boy, we're bye. Done. We're out. We're out. I forgot about that part.
Boy, bye.
I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt on both sides because I'm romantic. But
sure.
No, we're out of that.
Yeah,
we're
Cody, the audacity and the narcissism of this guy. Yeah, for sure.
Christian's like, my question is, who uses email to message anyone anymore?
Well, maybe if you blocked the crazy ex on socials.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if the ex didn't want there to be evidence on social media.
Yeah. Well, and Heather says, listen, beware if he tries to start to love bomber.
Yeah.
That's the next stage, and she's going to be even more confused about it. But right now it sounds like he's trying to like now paint himself as the victim to try to make her come
crawling
back.
100%. That's 100%
that's
what's happening.
That's the method he's using now.
Brandy, listen to us very closely. Recognize this. This is not good. Okay?
Yeah.
He's showing you his cards.
Right. And maybe, again, we just, if nothing else, we go find someone that doesn't have a crazy ex that's going to, you know, continue to meddle.
I don't think his ex is as crazy as we're all making her out to be.
Well, she could be. I don't know.
Okay.
Either way.
You're giving this guy too much credit.
Well, either way, I'm deciding that she needs to go. We've all decided she needs to go. These are all signs pointing to there's no future for your relationship. I get it. 2.5 years. That's tough.
That is
tough.
Mourn
it.
Sure.
Mourn it. And then.
And move on.
Move on.
And move on and maybe do what Trina suggests.
My comment isn't appropriate for the radio, but yeah, absolutely print them out and show them to him.
Yeah, print out all the things and show them to him. Sure. I mean, she already addressed it, so I think that's
well,
what
yeah,
it is.
Well, yeah, and I think if she didn't like bring that part up about the dating apps, maybe we bring that into the conversation.
Yeah, say,
it doesn't sound like she mentioned that.
Yeah, all right. There you go. That's your pathway forward, Brandy. We're leading you to water. We want you to drink now.
You take back your victimhood. You do not let him be the victim.
Right. Don't let him own that.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's what Heather said. That's part of the plot. He's keeping the ex strung along so he doesn't run out of his attention fix. Narcissism at his finest.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
That is true. It does sound like he's kind of keeping the ex on the hook by telling her what she wants to hear so he feels wanted by everybody.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Brandy. Honestly, it's not a great situation for you. And
that's tough.
And it is tough. 2.5 years is a long time to invest. But I think what you said is true. This might be the beginning of the end. It's not might be. It is the beginning of the end. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Move on.
So,
find someone that's loud and proud no matter who is asking about you.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Thank you for the update.